keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The number of psychiatric treatment beds for kids in Kansas has increased overall in the past 5 years. However, those with specialized needs continue to face hurdles when accessing care, a recent study found. Legislators in the 2024 session directed the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services to produce a study of youth psychiatric treatment beds, and through data analysis, interviews, and site visits, the study found the number of beds available for youth has increased in the past 5 years by 39%, but there aren't enough people available to staff all of them, and kids with specialized needs are left behind. According to the study results, even if psychiatric facilities were fully staffed, the state would lack capacity for specialized beds, and it would exceed capacity for non-specialized beds. As of June, 136 kids were on a waiting list for a treatment bed in one of the state's facilities, and half of those kids have specialized needs. An estimated 18% of children on the wait list were denied a treatment bed in 2019, and in 2023, 63% of kids waiting for a bed were denied by a facility at least once. 14 kids were on the wait list as of June and had been denied from all facilities in the state, according to the study. Legislators were presented options for addressing the gap in access for young Kansans. Workforce retention initiatives and increased reimbursement rates were recommended, and also highlighted was investments in infrastructure, such as facility design, and a state-run psychiatric hospital, along with the creation of programs for outpatient services so kids can successfully exit treatment. According to the study, those solutions could cost anywhere from $12 to $18 million. According to a social media report from the Phillips County Sheriff, just before 8 a.m. on Thursday, the Phillips County Sheriff's Office received a call that there was an individual shooting a gun south of the middle school in Phillipsburg. A deputy who was patrolling school zones in Phillipsburg at the time arrived shortly, and the deputy began shouting orders at the individual. He dropped both weapons and laid them on the ground. The suspect has been identified as 26-year-old Morgan William Thieben, who lives in the 500 block of 7th Street in an apartment in Phillipsburg. From eyewitness statements, it has been concluded that he fired two shots into the air with a 9mm pistol, and he also had an AR rifle with him. Thieben was then taken into custody on requested charges of criminal threat, aggravated assault, and unlawful discharge of a firearm within city limits. Authorities reported that he had one full magazine for the pistol, and the rifle magazine and chamber were empty. A search warrant was done in the suspect's apartment, and during their search, only a single 9mm round was found in the apartment. There was no evidence leading to a motive or agenda. There were multiple people in the area who helped get the kids to safety at the nearby school, and others who attempted to control the situation. Thieben is currently incarcerated in the Phillips County Jail, where he's being mentally screened. Sheriff Kyle Pinkerton stated that they are proud of the deputies that responded and ran directly to the threat and ended it, and at how their community reacted. It was quick, and everyone prioritized the safety of the children. In Nebraska news, a 47-year-old Neyland Gray of Lincoln was arrested on Wednesday on suspicion of three felonies that included possession of 140 grams or more of cocaine. Court documents show that police were surveilling his apartment near 56th Street and Nebraska Parkway while they got ready to serve a search warrant when they saw him carry out two drug deals in less than an hour. According to the arrest affidavit, investigators approached Gray when he came outside and found cocaine in his pocket, and they then searched his apartment, finding a tube sock with three baggies of crack cocaine in the utility room. Police said they then found more cocaine in the bedroom and four tramadol pills in the kitchen. Tramadol is a prescription painkiller, however, police said there was no prescription on the bottle. All told, the search yielded about 246 grams of cocaine and more than $8,000 in cash, and investigators think that Gray had been selling crack cocaine for a couple of months. On Thursday, a judge set his bond at $150,000, and he must pay $15,000 to be released. He's due back in court on December 4th. Authorities reported on Wednesday that the superintendent of Maywood Public Schools, 64-year-old Mark Bajot, was arrested and has been charged with intentional child abuse with no injury. According to court documents, on October 1st, Bajot got into a fight with a 12-year-old student who over a cowboy hat after Bajot told the student to remove the hat because wearing it was against school policy. Surveillance video showed that the boy took off the cowboy hat and held it at his side, and after Bajot and the boy continued talking, the superintendent leaped for the hat. The video then showed the two struggling over the hat before Bajot grabbed the student by the armpits and pulled him off of the stool, and the student fell to the ground. The sheriff's office said the superintendent held him down until he could grab the cowboy hat. Bajot told investigators that he grabbed the student to try to stop him from falling off of the stool. The superintendent is set to appear in court on November 1st.